All right, luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah, a lot of people say, Grace, what's the deal with you and that boat of yours? Huh? I mean, you're talking about it. You act like it's not really a piece of equipment. It's not just this huge fiberglass cavern laden with mechanical intricacies. You act like it's a shrine. Well, it is kind of a shrine. Yeah. A 57-foot shrine that talks to me. It says, blah, blah, blah. Oh, blah, da, blah, da, blah, da, blah, da, blah, da, blah, da, blah. Yeah, man, it talks to me. Talk to Papa. Talk to Papa. That's it. 10-foot seas, no problem. Well, I'm just so into it that sometimes I'll even dream about travels on the good ship Grease. And I had the damnedest dream the other night. I was in deep REM sleep. And I dreamt it. We got boarded by pirates. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I was doing. I might have been down in the wine cellar selecting a bottle of Beaujolais. Captain Martinez was overpowered. Next thing I know, these swashbucklers are coming through the salon. Guys in big boots with parrots on their shoulders? Muzzle-loading pistols? I mean, there I had the Bradfords, the Rothschilds, the Feinbergs. Ernest and Julio were there. I had a hell of a guy. And the next thing I know, this guy, he called himself Captain Buck. He said, I hereby commandeer this ship in the name of pirates everywhere. Everybody on deck now. Well, we were at gunpoint. What can I do? So, he got people to the edge, just like they used to do in the movies. I mean, this dream was realistic. He had the Rothschilds right there. And Fred's going, look, I'm a bigwig on Wall Street. I'm a stockbroker. I have people's fortunes in my hands. Certainly you can't plan to execute me and send me into the sea. Sure enough, Captain Buck wouldn't be talked out of it. Idiots. His poor wife, Bertha. My God, you shot my husband in cold blood. He's like, that's right. It's like I'm going to shoot you. My God. I watched as all the guests on my cruise were being summarily executed and forced overboard. I was very apologetic. Jeez, I'm so sorry about this turn of events. We're like, sorry, you invite us out for a cruise, and here we are. He said, no talking over there. Well, finally it came my turn. I said, Captain Buck, I tell you what, you better not shoot me, because I got foot-long hydraulics. And if you shoot me, word'll get out that you're feeling a little insecure about what little you got. People might say bad things about Captain Buck, you know? He said, foot-long hydraulics, eh? I don't believe you. Let me see. Drop trowel. Sure. Drop trowel. With the urgency born of panic. I said, here you go. He said, doesn't look like a foot to me. I said, well, let me work on it a little bit. It gets to be a foot. So I started wailing for all I was worth. I mean, I was like... Well, just then, Bertha, who'd been shot a few minutes before, broke free of the surface, I guess, to take her dying gasp. I mean, her head came out of the water. She's treading water, blood all around her. She looks up, and there I am, standing right there at the edge of the ship. He said, my God. She looked up at me. Nino, I've heard about people that are excited about meeting their maker, but I think you're acting a little ridiculous.
Woo, it's hot stuff, man. The Grease Man Show. So hopefully that'll not happen. We don't have they have pirates still, not around here, I don't think. But you get far away in Polynesia somewhere. Mm-hmm.